I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. The city of Milwaukee is trying to maintain its garbage and recycling schedules amid the COVID-19 pandemic, but has suspended its curbside yard debris pickup. However, for the time being, at least a few hundred city residents will continue to have their branches and grass clippings fetched, along with food scraps. Instead of ending up in a landfill, the organics become a rich soil supplement, compost. Milwaukee launched the curbside organics pickup pilot in 2016, and a couple of neighboring communities followed suit. Advocate Melissa Tashin, owner of Compost Crusader, hopes to build on the momentum. In her no-frills office in St. Francis, the quiet plunk of coffee brewing in a retro pot punctuates the air. Most everything here is repurposed, including Tashin's 4 rear-loading garbage trucks. They pick up the food and yard waste from Milwaukee's pilot.
We have retrofitted to better fit the needs of food scraps diversion. Residents or businesses will receive an outside container. It could be a 2-yard dumpster, a 64-gallon cart.
The Compost Crusader fleet delivers the stuff 20 miles south of downtown Milwaukee to a processor called Blue Ribbon Organics,
where it gets recycled and turned into a soil amendment.
That's Tashin's description of the compost Blue Ribbon Organics produces and then sells to homeowners, community gardens, and landscapers. Tashin's business sprouted from a volunteer organization she helped create in the Bayview neighborhood called Compost Kids. She says her business appeals to restaurant owners and others who didn't want food waste to go into the garbage.
Institutions like Odd Duck, Good Kind, Cafe Corazon, Fernwood School was the first MPS school that we brought aboard. Then it just, through word of mouth, it spread.
Tashin is determined to keep as much of what's compostable out of landfills as is humanly possible. While hauling contracts with restaurants and businesses have kept her business afloat since its inception in 2014, when the city of Milwaukee chose Compost Crusader for its household pickup pilot, Tashin felt she was moving in the right direction.
Residents are really the catalyst for change that we've been looking for. And in the last year, we've changed our focus from more businesses to actually wanting to deal a little bit more with residents so that we can roll out to more communities and help infect them with this awesome opportunity of change.
Today, the pilot folds in over 500 households, primarily in the Bayview, Eastside, and River West neighborhoods. In 2018, 2 years into the pilot, the city's Department of Public Works reported 96% of households were happy with the program. The model has inspired other pilots, first in Shorewood. But Tashin says mobilizing residents to turn apple cores into a renewable product is a first, not final step. In order to be sustainable, municipal programs have to be able to drive down their carbon footprints. That's happening in Wauwatosa. The person spearheading its pilot is Heather Kuhl, who also happens to serve on the city council. She walked me through the Wauwatosa DPW yard, where huge rows of food and yard waste are breaking down into compost. Wauwatosa's pilot launched less than a year ago.
Roughly, we've diverted 45,000 pounds of food scraps from just the 200 people. Yeah, in 8 months.
Kuhl hopes to win residents and city leaders over to the idea of expanding by demonstrating the money the city can save when composting more and landfilling less. Municipalities pay a tipping fee for every load of garbage hauled to the landfill.
If you're diverting from the landfill at $45 per ton to only $25 per ton, you're going to save money.
Paula Godkin is already sold on composting. When Shorewood launched its pilot, she enrolled. Then when she moved to Washington Heights on Milwaukee's west side, Godkin recruited her new neighbors to try to extend Milwaukee's pilot to their side of town.
Got about 100 respondents, people saying that they were interested. And we had a community meeting and more people came. And then we had at the annual Neighborhood Association meeting, that's when Michael Murphy came.
Michael Murphy is Godkin's alderman. He says she's not the only resident he's hearing from.
I've certainly, from the demand side, hear from my constituents that they would like to have the opportunity to participate in a program.
Murphy says Milwaukee plans to expand organics pickup in one form or another by 2025. Exactly how that program will look is unknown. The Department of Public Works says it will consider any combination of solutions, including collection of food waste only, yard waste only, and food and yard waste combined. You won't be surprised to hear Compost Crusader Melissa Tashin has thrown her hat into the ring. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.